Oh, snaps.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Hey, everybody, I'm Dee Dee Mercer-Moffitt, the host of the Raw Dog Food Truth. This is your second podcast of the week, and you know who that includes? That includes top pet nutritionist Neely Piazza. What's up today, Neely?
Hi, everybody. I'm sitting on the couch surrounded by dogs.
Yes, your life is surrounded by dogs. You were just a dog lady.
Yeah.
I love it. That's why you know so much. Hey, if you guys want to work with one of the top pet nutritionists, part of our health team is Neely Piazza. You can find her on my website. Go to my preferred providers page or go to my feeding chart page and you will see work with, or my facts page, FAQ. You will see links to work with Miss Neely, and you get a discount as being a part of the Raw Squad. All right, so Neely, today we told our listeners the second episode would be on this detox process. Once you start the raw diet, how long can it take to totally detox? Because there are some people that are on the raw diet, 6 months later, they swear they're not doing anything else, but they're coming up with hot spots on the dog, and we don't see hot spots typically in raw fed dogs.
Yeah, so that's real individual. So it really depends on the dog's individual threshold and his toxic, you know, previous toxic exposure and buildup. So some dogs you won't see any noticeable detox at all. Some dogs you'll see right away a little bit of eye goop or, you know, maybe a transitioning ear problem or, maybe a snotty nose or mucusy poop or something like that. You might see that like right away or within a couple of weeks. Some dogs will have some sort of a detox system and then they'll go along another month or so and then they'll have another one. It just depends on how deep the toxic issues have gone with that particular dog and what that dog's threshold is. So you could conceivably, you know, have a dog detoxing for different things for a really long time. You know, you might and the skin is usually the easiest place for it to come up. So when you have, if you have one that's been on raw for a long time, and like what you just said, my guess would be that, and we're saying 6 months later, they have a hot spot. My suspicion would be that that dog had some sort of issue brewing and had been had symptoms suppressed with either antibiotics or some other kind of pharmaceutical and had that problem pushed deeper into the body. And the deeper and longer you suppress a system, the worse it is. That's one of the ways you end up with organ failure and cancers and things like that. So if whatever was being suppressed is coming back up, that's a good place for it to show. So you've peeled back a few layers and now whatever was really deep is erupting on the skin like that. So it just depends on, like I said, it depends on that threshold and the previous exposure. And some dogs handle toxicity better than others. And, you know, the epigenetic information that's coming out now, your dog is carrying basically all the toxic load of its parents and grandparents and great grandparents. So a lot of it depends on that cell line that's come down to that dog in addition to what that individual dog has seen. So detox could be a major long-term thing.
It could be. And I think that it's tough for pet parents to kind of get their arms around this and say, all right, this is a detox symptoms, a symptom, or it's something else. How would you really figure that out?
That's when you have to play a detective and you have to be incredibly aware of your environment. So a lot of people that are, you know, just getting into natural care and looking at different things that are, I mean, I learned about things that are toxic, new things that are toxic every day that I didn't know. But you have to be really aware of the environment, like what season is it? Is there any kind of fertilizer, herbicide, pesticide? Did you get new furniture? Did you have the carpets cleaned? Do you get new dog beds? Do you have flame retardants on the, you know, on the beds, on the furniture, on the carpets, on your bed? Air fresheners, the Glade plugins and Febreze and all that kind of stuff is like amazingly toxic. Laundry detergent, floor cleaners, glass cleaners, things like that. In addition to, you know, whatever outside places you take them to, did you just have a round of vaccines? Did you just have your monthly heart guard or any of that stuff, which, by the way, I am a proponent against all of those things, but that again is another story. I never go to directly to the food unless I'm thinking about it being a sensitivity of some sort. Like, I do have a dog that is very sensitive to chicken, and if I forget and give him a chicken neck instead of a duck foot, his ears turn blood red and itchy. But you know, that's kind of, that again is individual.
Yeah. Now let's talk a little bit about hotspots, because what is a hotspot really?
It starts out as just an itch, and then it just turns into an obsessive itch that the dog scratches until it makes it bloody, but, or bites or scratches or whatever. They usually are on their feet or somewhere around their butt, you know, above their butt or something like that. But it's a bald, crusty, itchy, pussy, nasty mess. And, you know, depending on what it's coming from, it's pretty uncomfortable for everybody.
Now, we have a product that you constantly, and actually you're the one that asked me to put this product in our store, and it's called Restore.
Oh yeah, the Restore Salve is fabulous. So if you have something like it is for hot spots and minor abrasions and burns and things like that, but it's a an herbal salve that's made by our canine herbalist Rita Hogan. I've used it on any number of things. It works great. I cut the tip of my finger off, and within a week, I used that and some homeopathy. Within a week, it's all, the nails grown back and everything is all great.
Wow. I wonder if I smothered it all over my face, if I'd look 20 years younger. Restore my face. Would you?
Yeah, it's great stuff. But the dog I was talking about, his ears, I used that to, heal up his ears. It took me quite a while to get that sorted out. I've used it on lots of different things, but it works wonders on hot spots. So you can use that as a topical immediate relief while you try to figure out what is what's setting that reaction off. But yeah, highly recommend it. It's good for a lot of things.
So if you want the Restore, it's a great salve. It's homeopathy. It is all natural. You can go to my website. When you go to the catalog, everything's in there alphabetically, at least in categories. Scroll all the way down till it says supplements. And Neely, what would you say? Because really, honestly, Neely picked out almost every supplement we have on the website according to what is the cleanest, what is the best. But what would you have to say about the supplements we have? So we have the Adored Beast, we have the Farm Dog Naturals, and we will soon have Four Leaf Rover on our supplement section. Why do you pick these supplements?
The ones that we have are ones that I feel comfortable using. The Adored Beast, which are Julianne Lee is the formulator there. I have listened to her and read her stuff and learned a lot from her, and she knows her stuff when it comes to probiotics. And the Adored Beast, and she's a certified classical homeopath. Some of the homeopathy stuff that we have is from her too. The Jump for Joints is a fabulous product. The probiotics are great too. She's picked out the right strain. She's included appropriate prebiotics with them. The Gut Soothe has got some herbals in it as well to help soothe and heal the gut lining if you're having obvious IBD leaky gut problems. In addition to the pre and probiotics, the Healthy Gut has got digestive enzymes if you're having absorption problems, or if you have any kind of a compromised older dog, or some sort of compromised organ issues or whatever. So that one has digestive enzymes in addition to the pre and probiotics. The Love Bugs is the pre and probiotics. The Jump for Joints is a homeopathic, basically for joint pain. I use that one on my old dog. And then the Liver Tonic is a homeopathic liver cleanse, which, or liver detox, which you is a really good idea to do a couple times a year, like now when spring is coming, and then also when summer starts turning to fall. Those are the best times to do that. That's a really gentle, organ supportive detox products. Phytosynergy, that's great for if you're worried about your diet having a few mineral holes in it. That's what you add. So it's really high in omega-3s, and it has multiple micro minerals that you can only get from marine product.
All right. So many great supplements on our website. And I will tell you that when we talk about supplements, we typically always give a phytoplankton or a pre and probiotic. And one of the things that Neely always suggests, and I just said this on my Instagram weekly tips. By the way, follow me on Instagram. It's Raw Dog Food and Company. I do weekly Instagram video tips. Today I was talking about, Neely, what you said. We're going to have three probiotics. We've got the two Phytos Flora. We've got Love Bugs now. We're going to have the one from Four Leaf Clover and Rover. And on the next, we are talking about dogs. On the next podcast, we're going to talk about why we want to rotate through our probiotics and not just stay on one that you've been on for months and months and months and years and years and years. So that's going to be on the next episode of the Raw Dog Food Truth. So Neely and I are here at Raw Dog Food and Company to help you because your pet's health is our business. And Neely, what do we always say?
Friends don't let friends feed kibble.
Ever.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.